I think we'll get going. Welcome, everybody, colleagues from around the faculty and elsewhere. It's, of course, a very particular pleasure to be welcoming Professor Butting this evening, who has come many miles from the Nehru University in New Delhi to be here tonight. He arrived on Monday and has been here spending, well, I hope is a pleasurable week, it certainly has been for us at Warwick. And I think I knew before Professor Bhatti arrived that I was going to be meeting somebody who it would be, or meeting again, somebody who it would be a very particular honour to welcome at Warwick. I first met Professor Bhatti in 2005 at a conference of the Southern African German Studies Association in Stellenbosch. He there gave a lecture with what I now know to be his very characteristic lucidity, cogency and clarity on the question of what might be happening to disciplines like ours, national philologies, when they begin, in this case, German studies, although it's not, of course, that discipline only that Professor Bhatti is going to be talking about tonight. What happens to those disciplines when they open themselves up to address questions of post-coloniality, diaspora and migration, transnational cultures and identities? So what happens to the national and what happens to the philological disciplines in that context? And that was broadly, or that was the set of issues that Professor Bhatti addressed on that occasion and has addressed in many other contexts. And they are, of course, issues that concern all of us across the number of disciplines that are represented in this room. I think what I didn't anticipate, as I say, I knew it was going to be a very particular pleasure and an honour to meet Professor Bhatti again. What I didn't know was that I was going to be meeting somebody who had a very special gift of arriving somewhere where he's never been before and making everybody around him feel so much at home in a way they hadn't quite before he arrived. And I think, I wonder whether that has something to do with the fact that you are indeed very much like many of the writers whose work you have studied for years, from who've worked on notions of the world citizen in the kind of cosmopolitan tradition of the Enlightenment, that in a way you've taken them as a model, and you are indeed somebody who can make not only yourself but everybody around you very much at home wherever you travel, and you certainly have travelled a lot. Professor Bhatti has lectured and had guest professorships in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, at other universities on the subcontinent, in Southern Africa, and also, he was telling us yesterday, in Argentina. He's lectured and written in those contexts on a very broad range of topics. Just to give you some sense of the most recent works, he's written, co-edited a volume recently on German-Indian cultural contacts in literature, religion and politics. He's written on utopia and travel writing. He's written, co-edited a fascinating volume on Jewish exile in India, which I discovered when we were talking yesterday has begun to spawn a whole sort of mini sub-discipline of scholarly studies of that issue. Most recently, he's written on memory and urban space. He's written on German Orientalism and so on and so forth. So I think the breadth of Professor Bhatti's interests reflects also the kind of cosmopolitan existence which he's subscribed to over the years. Professor Bhatti is, apart from his post as a professor of German studies at the Centre of German Studies in Nehru University, he's also president of the Goethe Society of India, and in that context has contributed to and written in a whole range of publications that are coming out of what I discovered, and it was very much my ignorance that I didn't know about this field, that there's a very rich field of debate around, for example, just to cite some recent issues of the Goethe Society yearbook, an issue, for example, on rethinking Europe and what it means to rethink Europe from the perspective of the subcontinent. Another issue, which I circulated extracts from to colleagues in philosophy, on Schiller's aesthetic education and what that might mean today, again, in a contemporary and a post-colonial context. For all this work, and quite rightly, Professor Batty has been multiply honoured. He won the Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm Prize of the DAD, the German Academic Exchange Service, in 2001. He was the recipient in 2005 of the Bundesverdienstkreuz, the Officer's Cross of the Order of Merit of the Federal Republic of Germany. I think we hope that we have done him certainly a smaller honour, but nonetheless we wanted to honour him by inviting him to give a lecture, which is the Donald Charlton Lecture, which, as you know, is the annual lecture series of the Humanities Research Centre. I'm sure Donald Charlton, were he here tonight — I didn't know Donald Charlton, but many of you did, as a colleague in the French department, whose breadth of interests, I think, absolutely match your own — and I'm sure he would have been delighted to welcome you tonight, in particular in view of the topic that you're going to be speaking on, homogeneity, heterogeneity and pluriculturalism, diversities in cultural studies. And I'd like, therefore, to hand over to Professor Batty. Thank you very much.